Coast 93.1, good morning.
What just happened?
I just had a weird, I saved the wrong person in the wrong name. So DJ is our new guy here who's on his second day, and I thought he just texted me in response to that topic. But it was actually a guy who runs a gym that I go to, and for some reason I saved his number under the new guy DJ's name.
Oh my God.
So it wasn't Brayton I intended to text about whether he'd be willing to participate in a charity event where he sleeps in a dog kennel. And now I understand why he seemed so surprised I would ask him that. Because I texted the wrong person about an event that we have.
And might I add that you've been texting him for weeks.
Well, no, luckily that was the only text that, that was a misfire text.
Okay.
Yeah. And and I have, so I had DJ save twice. And okay, it's making a lot more sense now.
Yep.
Okay.
That was a stunning moment.
Yeah, it was just kind of a whole lot of confusion during that song.
Mm-hmm.
Because I thought he was texting me from sitting next to me.
Right.
That he and his wife are due in February. And I'm like,
First of all, I didn't think
you were married.
And why are you texting me?
You're like 22.
And you're right in front of me.
Like, we should have a discussion about family planning. You know? Because when we interviewed you, you mentioned that you had just broken up. So I was like, I was so confused. That's what was happening.
Very
during,
fast.
Do you understand the faces that I was
now
making?
Now I do. You were very red. And then
I was like,
I was confused too.
And then some poor listener called and I was talking to her, but I wasn't listening to what she was saying.
And then I was trying to be the Blake Show. And now I know why I'm not the Blake Show.
Why?
Because I was just like, so.
Because I got like, I lost myself in my phone. I just totally disengaged. I'm like a teenager.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. Hi, we're back.
Yay!
We're back.
And that's Blake is back.
That's DJ. Say hi to DJ.
Hey, guys.
We're gonna throw you in because one of the most important things we do on the show is games.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to throw DJ in the deep end, and we'll involve you in the game coming up with Todd.
DJ in the deep end.
Let's do it. Yes. Okay. First of all, this conversation, which is a little sensitive and odd, but we're going to find a way to spin it into something silly and ridiculous because that's just what we do.
Okay.
So a man asked this, and it doesn't want to use his name. So he lost his wife. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wife passed away. And obviously, I lost my partner, Kyle, last year. So this is something that I kind of am like sensitive to. You know, mm-hmm. like I saw this story and I thought, what's this situation? Right. So this guy is asking if he's wrong because his late wife's urn is in his house,
mm-hmm.
and it's in the bedroom, and the fiance, so he's met someone mm-hmm. else and is engaged, feels weird about that, and mm-hmm. she doesn't want it in the bedroom. She wants it to be moved,
mm-hmm.
and he's asking, am I wrong for not wanting to move it? And I thought, wow, this is a tough one.
It is a tough one.
You know? And like, you know, because she said she, whenever she walked into the room, it was like a, you know, it's there. And now they're engaged. I'm kind of surprised that this came up this late. I would think this would have come up before.
Sure.
You know?
But now that she feels like there's going to be a future with them for sure.
Right.
I mean, it's, yeah.
Because I will say, one of the things that makes me love Tim, my partner now, is the way that he approaches, you know, my past with Kyle. He's always asking about, mm-hmm. you know, what our relationship was like and about him. And, you know, he's met his mom and he's always been very understanding and supportive in the role that Kyle played in my life and will have some sort of a permanent role in my life. But I think that's part of why I fell in love with Tim was because he approached that exactly the way I would have hoped someone would.
Correct.
You know? But, so we don't have this situation where there's like an urn.
No, but I also think it comes to like this weird situation where you have to also make sure that, or listen, I've never been through this, so I can't say you have to make sure, but do you make sure that Tim knows that he is number one?
Yes.
And is always going to be number one.
Yes.
And Kyle played a very significant role. And not saying that Kyle's number two, but that Tim has taken on that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So maybe this fiance feels, I mean, does she just want to move it to the living room? I mean, it's,
I kind of, because I see both sides.
So do I.
Right? Like that's, and I think if it were me, then I would say, I think, like, let's say I had an urn in the bedroom.
Right.
It's kind of a weird place to have an urn. Anyway.
It is if you're with someone else. If I'm,
yes.
If I'm by my, if Jay, I can't even say it, but if that happened, yeah. I can see me putting it in the bedroom because that's my space, right?
Yes.
But then when I meet someone else, it's our space.
Yeah. And that's right.
Right.
And I think like Tim and I, beyond, you know, him living with me, like we got a new place together. That is our space.
Exactly.
And so everything about that space, I feel, needs to be a mutual, you know, decision. And mm-hmm. but like I said, we don't have this situation because I would find it weird.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But if he came to me and he said, hey, you know, like, well, actually, this here's an example. This is kind of a serious thing, but I had this painting that my mom did that's beautiful.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Of Kyle.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's actually kind of the equivalent. So that's the closest thing, right?
Yep.
And it was not hanging in the bedroom at the old place, but it was hanging in like the office area.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a beautiful painting that my mom did, but it's big, you know?
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, yes, of course, I'm not going to get rid of it. It's a beautiful painting, and my mom did it, you know? Mm-hmm. She's an artist. And it really captured Kyle. But I also was like, it just doesn't feel right to have this in our space.
Right.
Like part of moving forward is letting go of some things.
Yes.
And not ever letting go of the memory of Kyle, but letting go of those physical things that create a presence.
Correct.
And I thought, and it was important to me, and this wasn't a conversation that I had with Tim, it was important to me to say this. It really just doesn't belong. And he actually was like, we can put it up somewhere. I don't want to put it in the bedroom. But he was like, we can put it up somewhere. And I thought, you know, every time someone enters our home,
correct,
they're going to ask about who's that.
Yes.
And then it just doesn't feel like it's as much ours.
And it doesn't feel that you're moving on.
Right.
And that's important.
A huge part of it.
That's really, really important is to move on. And it doesn't mean you forget about the person or that they become less important, but in order for you to continue to live, you have to move on from that horrible situation.
So I think I'm actually kind of with the fiance as long as she approaches it delicately, like in a way that's clearly caring and says, look, I want this to be in our house. This is a part of your past. It's the reason that we're together is because you lost this person.
Right.
You know what I mean? But can we put it somewhere that's a little bit less, where it's not something I see while we're in our intimate space.
Right.
Yeah. Never mind. I'm kind of with a fiance.
I'm with a fiance.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow. I love that. Wow. We started as going, well, I don't know. Whose side. So the question we're going to spin off of this, because we want to get back to doing the silly show that people tune away from NPR to hear.
Right.
What is an odd place that someone has kept ashes? Like remains, because I know that there's urns, right?
Yes.
But some people, and this could be pets too.
Yeah.
Some people put them in places that's a little out there.
Sure.
And the way everyone deals with grief is different. I just want to say that, you know, and acknowledge that and respect that. But it's a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
79 Coast 792-6278. Not judging it, just kind of fascinated by it. 79 Coast, 792-6278. Give us a shout. Or you can post on our Facebook page or text the word topic followed by your comment and send that message to 77,000.